Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this very special edition of Call to Worship. Father's Day. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for establishing the standard as the ultimate Father. Thank you for your love that sent your only Son to die for our sin. Such love. And by doing so, providing adoption of us as your children. As our Father, you lovingly guide our steps. You forgive us. You provide all our needs. You discipline us lovingly with instruction. And you have provided a place for us, a home in heaven with you. As we praise and worship you, our Father in heaven, Lord, please direct our conversation and the music that it will be blessed by your Spirit.
Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you, I bow down before you. Heavenly Father,
love.
You are listening to A Call to Worship as we appreciate the fathers in our lives. Thank you for listening to Call to Worship on this Father's Day. I want to thank those of you who have written to us, sent a message to us from our website, or have stopped by our Facebook page. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry. If Call to Worship is a blessing to you, please consider a donation to help keep this on your local station. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You'll find us online at www.calltoworship.us. Our website allows you to conveniently and safely make a contribution. And if you miss a portion of today's program, you're able to listen to this program as well as other past programs right there on our website.
Our Father, who from heaven. Forgive our sins, we pray. Hear our song as it rises to heaven. May your glory fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. See our hearts and remove anything that is standing in the way of coming to you.
Around me rings the music of the spheres.
This is a call to worship. As we think about fathers,
is your name.
We're thinking about fathers today on Your Call to Worship. We'll be looking at earthly fathers, spiritual fathers, and of course, our Heavenly Father. Examples of earthly fathers come from Christ Himself, the father of the prodigal son, found in Luke 15. A man had two sons. The younger son told his father, "I want my share of your estate now before you die." So his father agreed to divide his wealth between his sons. A few days later, this younger son packed all his belongings and moved to a distant land. There he wasted all his money in wild living. About the time his money ran out, a great famine swept over the land, and he began to starve. He persuaded a local farmer to hire him, and the man sent him into his fields to feed the pigs. The young man became so hungry that even the pods he was feeding the pigs looked good to him, but no one gave him anything. When he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, "At home, even the hired servants have food enough to spare, and here I am dying of hunger. I will go home to my father and say, 'Father, I've sinned against both heaven and you, and I'm no longer worthy of being called your son. Please take me on as a hired servant.' So he returned home to his father, and while he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, 'Father, I've sinned against both heaven and you, and I'm no longer worthy of being called your son.' But his father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the finest robe in the house and put it on him. Get a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet, and kill the calf we've been fattening. We must celebrate with a feast, for this son of mine was dead and is now returned to life. He was lost, but now he is found.' So the party began." Interesting example of a father loving the prodigal son. An example of a spiritual father who had more than one spiritual sons, the Apostle Paul. You found this mentioned in 1 Timothy chapter 1. "I'm writing to you, Timothy, my true son in the faith. May God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord give you grace, mercy, and peace." And in Titus 1:4, "I'm writing to Titus, my son, my true son in the faith, that we share. May God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior give you grace and peace." And then, most importantly, our Heavenly Father. Christ Himself gave us the example of how we should approach our Heavenly Father in Matthew chapter 6. "When you pray, don't babble on, as people of other religions do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. Don't be like them, for your Father knows exactly what you need even before you ask Him. Pray like this: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." When you look up the term Heavenly Father in the New Living Translation, it provides great insight into Him and the example He sets for fathers here on earth. Check this out, starting with the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 5. "We should praise the Father for His good deeds, and earthly fathers should do good things." Matthew 5:16. "In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father." Our Heavenly Father is forgiving, and we should forgive others, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. Matthew 6:14. "If you forgive those who sin against you, your Heavenly Father will forgive you." Our Heavenly Father feeds us, meets our material needs. We should work hard to meet the needs of our families and those around us. In Matthew 6:26, look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your Heavenly Father feeds them, and aren't you far more valuable to Him than they are? Our Heavenly Father knows all our needs. we should watch out. As fathers, we should watch out for the needs of others. Matthew 6:32. These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your Heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Our Heavenly Father gives us good things when we ask. When our family asks us, as fathers, we should always give them the best. Matthew 7:11. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask Him? Our Heavenly Father knows who those who are His. So we should work hard as fathers to really know our family. In Matthew 5:13, Jesus replied, "Every plant not planted by my Heavenly Father will be uprooted." And our Heavenly Father has a special place in His heart for children. Fathers, love your children, and don't frustrate them or provoke them to anger. Colossians 3:21, fathers, do not aggravate your children, or they will become discouraged. Matthew 18:10, beware that you don't look down on any of these little ones. And this is Jesus talking, for I tell you that in heaven their angels are always in the presence of my Heavenly Father. God's discipline is always good for us. As fathers, we should discipline with instruction and in love. Hebrews 12:9, since we respect our earthly fathers who disciplined us, shouldn't we submit even more to the discipline of the Father of our spirits and live forever? And Hebrews 12:10, for our earthly fathers disciplined us for a few years, doing the best they knew how. But God's discipline is always good for us, so that we might share in His holiness. And Ephesians 6:4, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord. Our Heavenly Father does not want any of us to die. We should do all we can to protect our family as fathers and teach them the gospel so they will not die a spiritual death and miss out on eternity with our Heavenly Father. Matthew 18:14. In the same way, it's not my Heavenly Father's will that even one of these little ones should perish. Our Heavenly Father has given us His Spirit. It would be the ultimate good gift for a father to lead his family to Christ and watch as they grow in grace and knowledge of God and His Spirit. Luke 11, so if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Our Heavenly Father has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. We should study the Word and pray so that we can be a blessing to our families. Ephesians 1:3. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. And we should give thanks on this Father's Day. God has used and is using your Father to conform you to His image, no matter how good or bad your Father has treated you. We're told in Romans 8:28 and 29 that it's all good because these actions by your Father is being used by God in our lives. And be thankful for the absolute perfect Father, our Heavenly Father, who loved us so much that He gave His only Son to purchase our salvation, saving us from sin and making a way that we can spend eternity in heaven with Him, our Father.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening today. Our call to worship has focused on fathers on this Father's Day. I'm happy that you joined us and pray this program has been valuable to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and visit our website when you can, www.calltoworship.us. And now a very special blessing for the fathers. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace.